If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Mind Aware, 625.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, you brain trainer. I'm so glad you're here, and thank you so much for subscribing. Oh my gosh, it makes a huge difference, and I appreciate you so much that you subscribe to the show. So let me ask you something. Do you consider yourself skeptical? Like on the spectrum of being a skeptic or being really kind of open, some people might use the word gullible. Like, where are you on the spectrum? My man and I, we always think we're like both ends of the spectrum. I'm like, seem to be really open, and he seems to be really skeptical. So we make a good mix. We meet somewhere in between. We had a listener write in, and what she wrote in is she said, I really want to be less skeptical and more able to take things on faith without needing proof. So she went on to kind of talk about how something happens, she looks at it and she's like, I don't know, was that really a good result? Or can I get more proof that this thing is actually working? And it can be a challenge when you're building a business, you know, and I guess that's kind of the first thing I'd like to talk about is why would you like to feel faith? Because as somebody who is an entrepreneur and you're trying to build something completely out of air and you have a dream and you have a vision, you know, faith feels good. I get it. Feeling like this can happen and I believe in myself and it can work and I can see this. And generally speaking, and I don't know, maybe I'm painting too broad of a picture here or too broad stroke, but entrepreneurs seem to be, generally speaking, more steeped in faith. They have a belief that things could happen without seeing them. And so when somebody writes in and says, I'm skeptical, I need proof, I want to be able to take things on faith that they're going to work out rather than needing this proof, I get it. Of course you'd want to feel faith. I get why you say that, because faith feels good. So it's like saying, I want to be happier, or I want to be more loving, or I want to feel more gratitude or appreciation. All of these things feel good. And faith is one of those things that feels good. Believing feels good. Knowing feels good. So this isn't a weird question. Like, I get why you want to feel more faith, and I get why all of us do. We all want to feel more believing, more knowing. That builds businesses, right? When you can get in your knowing, when you can get in your clarity, yes, I get why you want to feel faith. So I don't want to discount the question, because you're talking, I think, about the emotional feeling of faith here. And I'm actually going to give you kind of a weird counterintuitive exercise that will help deliver this result in kind of a little backdoor way. And so stay with me here. So acknowledging that, why you'd want to feel faith, that it does feel good, I totally get it. Having said that, the second point I want to make here is, what if you didn't need to change? What if you could build a business and be successful, and you were successful because you were skeptical, rather than needing to change who you were? And I'm telling you, I think this is just a personal pet peeve. And so you'll just have to forgive me that I'm going to go off on one here right now, but I'm guilty of it too. I see this obsession with the whole world where whatever we are, it's just not good enough. We have to be a different way. We have to improve. We have to fix it. Well, I could be successful if only I weren't a procrastinator. I could be successful if I wasn't so messy. Why can't I get rid of all this clutter? I wish I was more techie. Oh, I've got all these other reasons why I'm not successful. And let me list all the characteristics, how imperfect I am, and all the things I need to fix. And then we get into this fix-it mode. And it's funny because I haven't said this in at least 4 or 5 episodes now, but you might remember me saying the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. So this one is a little strange, right? Being skeptical and not having faith, but it's still the same version of that same thing. The problem isn't that you're skeptical. The problem is that you think being skeptical is the thing that stops you from building a business. So you've got this story that sounds like, I would be successful if only I could stop being so skeptical, and if I didn't need proof, and if I could take things at face value. And so it's kind of funny, isn't it, that we put these character traits on ourselves: skeptical, procrastinating, not techie, disorganized, cluttered, all of these things. I don't have a system. And we say, I'm not extroverted enough. I mean, oh my gosh, I could go on and on. I have to have a cheat sheet somewhere with all these traits that we call negative, and we use them as our excuse for feeling bad about ourselves and for telling ourselves that we aren't going to be successful because of these things. And the only thing we're doing is we're training our brain and our reticular activating system to keep us stuck based on things that don't even matter. What if you didn't even need to change that? What if you didn't need to change it? And I'm going to go further and say, what if the reason for your success was that you are skeptical or a procrastinator or disorganized or not techie or an introvert? What? Like, what if not only are these things not a hindrance, what if they're the things that attract your tribe members and attract people to you? So let's move on to the third point here that I want to make, which is an exercise that's going to help you make more money for being you, for your personality. So I want you to take out a piece of paper and just freeform, let it flow, your list of character traits. And just write all of them, positive and negative. And if you really are like one of these organized people who you want to be like, here are my positive traits on the left side of the page, and here are my negative ones on the right, or whatever you want, but just everything. I'm social. I'm neat. I'm maybe anal retentive. I've got a sense of humor. I'm not very good with technology. I'd love to learn. Like, just start listing all of the different things that you know you feel pretty comfortable saying, yeah, this is me. I'm a homebody, right? Whatever it is, put it on the list. Put it on the list. All of those character traits, all those personality traits, including the ones that you think are problem points, like not being, like being skeptical or not having faith. And then next to each one, I want you to write why that particular one actually might be the reason for your success. So you might have something like procrastinating there. And you might put next to it for the reason for your success. It might be, I take my time with decisions. I wait for the energy to line up, but I take my time with decisions. And so when I act, things work out for me. Or you might have not techie. Well, people identify with this and it's caused me to find creative ways to build my business. I found ways around the technology for building my business. And because I didn't have to get lost and distracted with all this technology, my business built faster. Or introverted. Well, I'm a good listener and people like my style. And I help people feel like I'm 100% focused on them. And so because of that, they want to work with me. Or skeptical. Well, because I'm skeptical, it's caused me to look at things from all sides. I've been able to see things that other people can't see because I dig deep and I look for solutions and I look for all aspects of things. I'm well-rounded and I'm well-informed on things. I don't look at things at face value and just accept them. And this has caused me to be very successful because I'm able to get to the bottom of things and see things from all sides and really make my own decision based on my good judgment and based on evaluating things deeply and understanding them and knowing all sides of it before I make a decision. And this is why I make good decisions and this is why my decisions make money. Right? So make a list of all of those things and then write the reason why those character traits in particular are the reason for your success. Make a case for your success. And what if everything about you was just perfect? What if you were the perfect combination that's needed to be wildly successful and make tons of money? I remember during one of the Summer Olympics, somebody had done a physical evaluation of Michael Phelps's body, and they were showing like exactly why his broad shoulders were built for swimming and his arm span was built for swimming. And so it was like his entire body, top to bottom, was created to swim, created to be a swimmer. Well, what if every single personality trait you have was created so that you could be successful? That's what I think. And if you do this exercise, you will see in you what I see in you. I'll tell you, I'll give you a nice shortcut too, is if you take this quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, when you get the answer of what your marketing superpower is, it's going to give you a shortcut and a lot of character traits that you've got already going for you, for your marketing, your business, and making money. So do you need faith? Yeah, I get it. Faith feels good. Being organized feels good. Taking action feels good. Being really smart with technology feels good. Gratitude feels good. I get why we want these things. I get why we want to change. But most important to me is I want you to love you for you. I want you to see you like I see you. I want you to know that you have everything you need to be successful right now. You're perfect just like you are. Hey, make sure to tune in next time on the show because we're going to be talking about ways to shift your energy, physical practices specifically for shifting your energy and feeling good. Easy things you can do any old time. That's what we want. We like easy. We like easy. We like fun. I want you to feel good. I want you to release. I want to let the struggle go away, right? Enjoy. Enjoy your life. The happier you are, the more you love yourself, the more you're relaxed about who you are. Be who you are, because that's what everybody else sees in you and loves in you. And that's what builds your business, makes you money, and helps you have a happy, happy life.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?